How to Find Your Vision. How to Find Your Vision. All of us go through our life searching heartily, wonderfully, beautifully for our vision. We're looking for our dreams. We're looking for what it is we want to do with our life. Where do we want to go? How do we want to feel? Oh, we may live our life, and we may become an adult, and we may have all sorts of imagination of things that are important to us, but how do we find really what our vision is, what our goal is, what really would make us happy? Well, it's very easy, but we make it difficult. The first thing we do, we have our growing up years when we are living at our home. Most people do that. Oh, there are some who have to work while they're young people, have to do all sorts of things, but nonetheless, all your growing up years are spent in your visioning years. These are the years in which you say, I want to be a doctor, a lawyer, candlestick maker, whatever it is that you want to be. And we used to think candlestick maker was kind of a funny thing until one of our students, I certainly, began to be a candlestick maker. And he created candlesticks in New Zealand and had them all over the place. But this wasn't what he wanted to do. He had been raised by his father to be a builder. He built houses. And whenever he'd go around, he'd build Swiss houses. He'd build them beautifully and wonderfully. But this didn't make him happy. And then he got married, and he thought that would make him happy. Well, that was a happiness, but it wasn't what he needed. It wasn't fulfilling for him. And then he tried all sorts of things. He decided he'd build an airplane, and he thought that might do it. He thought he would have a boat, and that would do it. Well, Heinz did all of these things. Very creative, imaginative person. Very wonderful person. Very big person and a happy person. But he was not happy. He had not found his vision. He had not found his dream. He lived all of his life looking for that dream. But he had a few hang-ups in his way. And these hang-ups in his way were saying that certain things in his life were not what he wanted them to be. They were not as happy as he wanted them to be. And he allowed himself to dwell in this unhappiness. And that kept him from having a vision of his dream. That kept him from knowing what his desire was to be himself. Now, Heinz is a very soulful person, a very loving person, a very fantastic person in every possible way. And he's still looking for his vision. He's still looking for his dream. Are you going to allow yourself to be still looking for your dream all of your life, on into your aged years and on into your passing? Are you still going to be looking for your vision? Well, maybe it's about time we began learning how to find our vision. How to find our vision. Now, if I say to you, you can live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. You can live in your wholeness. You can enjoy everything you do. You can always have sufficiency, but you can live in everything you do by being happy with who you are. By being happy with the person that you are, with the goal that you have for yourself, with the life you have for yourself. And if you can do that, you begin to step into the magic of your vision. Because our vision is lost when we step out of the magic of our vision. Our vision is lost when we step out of dreaming, when we step out of recognizing that we are pretty wonderful. And we've got everything going for us right now. Everything is fulfilling itself in our life right now. We do have good health. We do have happy thoughts. We do have happy relationships. We do have enough to satisfy us in every way, no matter how poor we may be. What is your goal for yourself? Your goal for yourself is to be happy. Your vision for yourself is to see yourself living a joyous, delightful life. You are that person. It's not that you want something else. That's what the world tries to teach us. We want to watch television and see all the lovely homes. Wouldn't it be lovely to live in some mansion? Wouldn't it be lovely to have servants? Wouldn't it be lovely to do these things? And the answer is no. People who have servants and people who have these lovely things, they have to grow into accepting them. They have to grow into allowing these servants to serve them, these servants to be them. And they're not being themselves. And sometimes they just want to get up and go and get themselves some toast and not have the servant get them the toast. They want to just get up and do something themselves, but they have allowed themselves to have people in their world who feel, because they're paid for it perhaps, who feel that it's their job to serve the other person. When we can learn to serve ourselves with our positive thoughts, with our positive attitudes, it's not a matter of what we have, but it's a matter of who we are. Who are you? Are you a glorious, wonderful person? Are you a person who says, I like me? Are you a person who says, all is in divine order? Wow. Could you live a more vision-fulfilled, imaginative, magic life than to say, all is in divine order? Wow. What a wonderful thing to have in your life. How do you find your vision? You find your vision first by being thankful, delighted, just happy as can be with who you are. With who you are right now. With the kind of person you are right now. Are you the kind of person who is loving and kind all the time? Or are you the kind of person that's always looking out for your back? Are you always looking out to see if maybe someone's trying to hurt you? Or someone's trying to take advantage of you? Or someone's trying to manipulate you? Or are you so wonderful, you do things for other people before they even ask? Are you the kind of person that lives your life so joyously, so wonderfully, so positively, that you're always being yourself and delighting in it, and you don't need anybody to do anything for you, and you don't ever want anyone to do anything for you? You just are in there delighting in everything that your life is. Now, if somebody comes along and does something for you, oh, you're the first to say, wow, that was thoughtful of you, you're so kind. But you don't need it. You don't say, please do it again, do it again. Hey, now that you got to know what I like, just keep it up. We say things like that. We're far away from our vision. We're far away from our dream. We're far away from our illumination. But I tell you, and I know this is a fact for myself, my vision is to be myself and have fun. My vision is to know that all is in divine order. To know that all is in divine order, and there's nothing else that needs to be done. All is in divine order about my happiness, about my wholeness, about my relationships, about what and who I am. All is in divine order. Do you want anything more than that? That is the vision and its fulfillment, all in one. And when you can have the vision and the fulfillment, all in one, you have all that life could offer you. You have all that you could ever be, and you are it now. How wonderful it is to find our vision, to find our dream, to know that all is in divine order right now. To know that we are happy and we are living in our ideal spirit, mind, and body. That's your vision. That's your magic. To know who you are and be it. And who you are is a divine being. Join me in this awareness, in finding your vision as I have found mine, and know that all is in divine order now. I love you. I love you. I love you.